This is ProBlogger.
Hi there, it's Darren from ProBlogger, and welcome to episode 150 of the ProBlogger podcast, where today I want to go through exactly how I make money blogging. I want to talk you through the income streams that I use to monetize my blogs and to build a income for my family off the back of my blogs. This is something I have done from time to time over on the ProBlogger blog, but today I want to give it to you on the podcast because I know some of you don't read the blog and prefer to listen. So that's what we're doing today. You can find today's show notes, which I do recommend you open up as you listen if possible. They are at ProBlogger.com/podcast/150. And the reason I encourage you to head over to the show notes is because I do have a visual there that will help you to just follow what I'm talking about today. I break it all down in a chart that will help you to, keep track of where we're up to today. Think of it as a slide for this talk that I'm giving. Again, they're at ProBlogger.com/podcast/150.
Creating great content. Finding an audience. Building engagement. Monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Back in 2002, when I first started blogging, and then over the next couple of years started to make money from my blogs, the first question I would almost always be asked when I said to someone, I'm a blogger, the question was almost always, what's a blog? And it would usually come with sort of a glazed over look. And sometimes I'd say, what's a blob? Or there was just almost no comprehension back in 2002 what a blog was, at least here in Australia. Almost everyone asked it. And then I would have this little spiel about what a blog was for anyone who genuinely seemed interested in finding out what it was, which wasn't everyone, I have to say. Over the last few years, when I say I'm a blogger and that's how I make my money, most people now know what a blog is. But the question I get asked more than any other is, how do you make money from a blog? Sometimes people know what a blog is and they may even have a vague idea of how you make money. The most common thing that people guess at is something like you make money like a newspaper from ads, but it's rare that people know too much more than that unless they are a blogger or have some online experience or know someone doing it full time. Even today, I was in a cafe getting my long black in the morning, which is my coffee of choice, and the barista there asked me the question again, how do you make money blogging? His brother actually was a blogger who wanted to go full-time, but he thought his brother was on a road to nowhere, and he was amazed when I mentioned that I was a blogger, making a full-time living from it. He was amazed that someone was actually doing it full-time, and so he asked the question. And as I was explaining to him how I make money from my blogs, I realized I hadn't really talked about it explicitly on the podcast, and that's what I want to do today. Now, what I'm going to share with you today is based upon a recent income report I did do over on the ProBlogger blog, and I summarized my income streams of the first half of 2016. As I record, this is September, so it's a couple of months ago that I published that, and I will link to it in today's show notes, but I thought it would be useful to go through because it does represent, you know, the last couple of months as well. Before I get into the nitty-gritty of it, let me say three things. Firstly, this is for my total business. So it's a combined profit for both ProBlogger and Digital Photography School that I'm talking about. I have two main blogs. My biggest one is Digital Photography School. It's about 8 times bigger than ProBlogger. So the bulk of what I'm talking about today in terms of income is from Digital Photography School, but I will be referring to ProBlogger from time to time as well. So think of it as the overall. And for each income stream that I mentioned, I'm going to give you a little bit of insight into which of the sites I'm talking about. So hopefully you can kind of get it straight in your head. The second thing I'll say is that I'm talking here about profit rather than revenue. These things are very different. And I see a lot of people doing their income reports based on revenue, but it doesn't really take into account the expenses. And I don't know that that's overly helpful. And so what you're going to hear me go through today, I'm going to give you a percentage of what each income stream earns, what it makes in terms of profit. Now, the reason I do this is there are elements in what I do that generate a lot of revenue, but which also have significant expenses. And the main one I'm thinking of here is the ProBlogger event, which is happening in the next week. That brings in a lot of income. We have, you know, hundreds of bloggers paying $300 or $400 a pop, $400 or $500 a pop, and that brings out a lot of income. It mounts up very quickly, but the reality is we have massive expenses as well. When you hire a hotel for 2 days for 500 people, you know, the mind boggles at the bills you get. So there's a lot of revenue there, but it's not as much profit, and you'll see how little the profit is in a few minutes. The last thing I want to tell you is that I'm not going to tell you my actual income in this particular podcast. I don't generally reveal specifics of how much. Rather, I'm going to talk in percentages here. And I do this for a couple of reasons. One, I've always felt a little uncomfortable talking publicly about exactly what I earn. It's probably just the way I was brought up. But also, sometimes I think when people share the figure, people don't actually see the lesson behind that. And sometimes for a small blogger just starting out, it can seem, I think, be almost detrimental when you're comparing yourself to someone who's earning, you know, a lot of money. It can perhaps not be helpful. Really, the point of this podcast is to show you the diversity of income streams and how they are mixed together to build a full-time income for me. I will say, in terms of how much, back in 2006, I revealed that my profit was over $100,000 a year US, and it's only gone up from there. So that's about all I'll say on that particular front. Although I will say, when I did the blog post, someone tried to calculate it based upon some of the publicly available information as well. So you could probably dig in and find out a little bit more if you did choose to do so. Now, again, head over to the show notes if you haven't already. They're at problogger.com/podcast/150, and there is a chart there that breaks it all down for you, and you can follow that as we go through. So you might want to pause, head over there, problogger.com/150.
You're listening to ProBlogger.
Okay, let's get into breaking it down. If you've got it in front of you, you'll be able to see that the number one income stream for me for the first half of 2016 in terms of profit was affiliate income. So affiliate commissions. It makes up 46% of my overall profit for the first half of this year. Now, when I calculated this out, I was actually a little bit surprised when this category came up as high as it did. I knew it would be number one or two, but I'd been thinking in terms of just basic revenue. Number two category is product sales, and usually the revenue that product sales brings in is pretty similar to affiliate, but there's a lot more expenses with product sales, and that's why affiliate is number one, because any earnings you make, you keep. And there's not really too many direct expenses with affiliate. And that's one of the reasons I really like it. Now, as you look at that 46%, I will say upfront, it comes from both Digital Photography School and ProBlogger. I do some affiliate promotions on both. Generally, my affiliate income comes from three different sources. Let's break them down for you. Over on Digital Photography School, we do two really big promotions every year. The biggest one is our 12 days of Christmas sale, and then we also do a mid-year sale. We call it our summer sale, even though it's winter here, because most of our audience is in America. And so our mid-year sale is the second biggest one. And in each case, we, for a week in our mid-year and for 12 days in our Christmas sale, we release a new deal every day. And the deals are half our own products, so we might reduce an ebook by 60%. And say for 24 hours, you can get our ebook at 60% off. Or it's an affiliate deal where we negotiate with someone else who's got a product. It might be a course, it might be an ebook, it might be a membership site, it might be some software that's relevant for photographers. Again, we say for 24 hours, you can get this deal. And that's where that affiliate income is coming from. Now, these two promotions are our biggest earners of the year on Digital Photography School. They've done amazingly well over the last couple of years. Our ebooks and courses, our products do pretty well, but some of our affiliate deals do very well as well because they're new to our audience. Many of our audience have already seen our ebooks or might have them already, but some of these affiliate things are really new. I think last year, the year before, we had one that just went massively huge. It was a presets package. And the year before that, it was a course that we promoted. And they can earn, you know, a lot of money very quickly in 24 hours. So that's the main source of a lot of that affiliate income. The second one is on ProBlogger, we do a little bit of affiliate marketing as well. We don't do sort of the deals like on Digital Photography School, although that's something we've talked about doing. But we do have some partners like SumoMe, who I've mentioned on this podcast. And when I mention them on the show notes, there's a link, an affiliate link to their product. Lead Pages is another one. And we also mention those on our resources page on ProBlogger as well. And that resources page we link to very prominently around the site, so it gets quite a bit of traffic. And then we also have affiliate promotions on ProBlogger with Bluehost, a server option, which we mention in our How to Start a Blog page as well. So there's lots of mentions of the partners that we use and recommend and their affiliate links around ProBlogger. But we don't tend to do big campaigns like we do on Digital Photography School. There have been a few times where I've recommended training programs on ProBlogger as well, but in this 6-month period, there wasn't any that were included in that. The other type that we occasionally will link to is WordPress themes on our how to start a blog post as well. There's links to StudioPress, I think, there. So there'd be the second category that makes up this 46%. And then the third one is Amazon. I link to Amazon a lot on Digital Photography School. Anytime I mention a camera, a lens, a photographic accessory, a photography book, anything that is mentioned on Digital Photography School that can be bought on Amazon, we link to it with an affiliate link. Amazon makes up about 9% of that 46%, just to give you an idea. The other 81% is ebooks, courses, software, and online services that we recommend. So affiliate marketing is big. It does go up and down a little bit from month to month, but usually it's in our number one or two category for profit. It's great. The other good thing about affiliate, and I've mentioned this a few times, I think, on the podcast, is that when you're promoting, you know, ebooks and courses and software and services with affiliate marketing, it gives you a real insight into what your readers like, which might give you some insight into the type of products that you might like to create. And the number two category that I'm going to talk about in a second is product sales. And most of the products that I've created to sell on my blogs, I've tested whether they will go over well with my audience by promoting a similar kind of product that someone else has made as an affiliate. So affiliate marketing is great for that. It brings in an income. You don't have too many expenses apart from actually writing some content to promote it. And number three, you can test a lot of ideas there and you learn a lot about marketing as well. When you promote an affiliate product, you are pushing people often to a sales page that someone else has created, and by looking at those sales pages and seeing how they convert will help you a lot when you come to create your own sales pages as well. The other thing I actually would say about affiliate marketing is when you're promoting someone else's ebook and then later you create an ebook, sometimes the people you've promoted will then promote yours. And so you kind of end up with these win-win partnerships as well. Some of the people that we've promoted in the past have then created products for us as well. It's all kinds of opportunities that come from doing affiliate marketing.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
Okay, number two income stream, I've already mentioned it a few times, is product sales. You'll see if you're looking at the graphic that 69% of our product sales come from ebooks for this period. 28% come from Lightroom presets. Lightroom presets are like a little plugin that you put into Adobe Lightroom to help you create different effects in your images. 2% came from courses and 1% from printables. And I'll talk a little bit more about each of those in a moment. Up until 2009, pretty much most of my income came from either affiliate marketing or working with advertisers or ad networks. So it was mainly sponsorship and affiliate marketing. But in 2009, I decided to invest a little bit of time into creating my first products, and they were both ebooks. The first ebook on Digital Photography School was a portrait photography ebook, which was largely a compilation of posts that I'd already published on the blog with a little bit of new information. And then on ProBlogger, the first ebook was 31 Days to Build a Better Blog. And both of those ebooks did really well with my audiences, and I saw enough profit through both of those ebooks to know that it was something that I wanted to do more of. And so since 2009, we've released at least two or three ebooks every year since. And so I think we've done 35 or so ebooks now. Since 2009, ebooks have been one of our biggest income streams. And again, you'll see that for the first half of this year, 69% of our product sales came from ebooks. 69% of the 31, that is. So ebooks still are really great for us. But since 2009, we've started to experiment with other types of products as well. You'll see in the list, there's printables, and these are things where you just might create a few sheets where people can print them out at home. So we had some posing printables. So our audience on Digital Photography School very often like posing suggestions when they're photographing people. And so we created a posing guide that they could print out and take with them. We also have had some courses. The reason that courses in this period were only 2% of that product breakdown is because we didn't really promote them over the first half of this year. But I will say courses have been quite profitable for us as well. But to this point, we've only got three of them. And so we didn't promote them in the first half of this year, but literally over the last month, finishing tomorrow actually, we've been launching a new course. And so if I was to do this breakdown for the second half of the year, I would suggest that courses would be a lot higher. And look, launching a course for us can be as profitable, if not more profitable, than launching an ebook. Usually they're a higher price point. The other thing that you'll see in that list is Lightroom presets. And we have, in this case, in the first half of this year, we launched our first ever Lightroom preset bundle. And since then, we've launched another one. And again, they've been very profitable for us. So again, they'd be similar sort of revenue to a course or an ebook, depending on the particular ebook I'm talking about there. So presets have been particularly popular for us. Courses have done well. Ebooks have done well. ProBlogger also has some ebooks, although we haven't really released one for a while. And that's on my agenda for the months after the ProBlogger event, is to start to create some courses and ebooks for ProBlogger as well. And we're looking at building some products. So watch this space on that front. Hopefully, there'll be some income profit in next income report that I do. Okay, the third category, and this one surprises a lot of people when I mention it. A lot of people don't see that we do this one. We don't do this one on ProBlogger, so they don't realize we do it. But our third highest income stream is AdSense. Google's AdSense program. Now, I know some of you are like literally dropping your iPhones right now, and I can't believe we're doing it. It was the first income stream that I ever did. Back in 2004, I think it was, maybe 2003 when I first started to experiment with it. And it's never gone away, and it's always worked for us. Now, I know AdSense doesn't work with everyone and every type of blog. I know a lot of bloggers have never had much luck with it. But because Digital Photography School has large traffic, and we get 4 to 5 million visitors a month, a lot more page views, that helps with banner ads. And AdSense seems to like our site as well. We have had, in years gone by, AdSense has done just extraordinarily well, to the point where people from AdSense can't believe how much it makes, and we've been used as like a case study in different settings. I will say that our income from AdSense has decreased over the last couple of years, and that has been for a couple of reasons. Firstly, we've been attracting a bit more direct sponsorship, which I'll talk about in a moment, and also I've found just AdSense's earnings have just been on a slow decline over the last few years. Our revenue per 1,000 view RPM has just been declining a little bit. And we've been working to try and pump it up a little bit more, and we've had a little bit of success over the last month or so with getting it a little bit higher, but it's something that has just slowly been sliding. And I do find most people who use AdSense or other ad networks, and there are quite a few around, have been finding that this income stream is kind of dying away a little bit. We're now seeing a lot of the ad networks developing really quickly a lot of different products because they can see that this revenue is slipping. And so it'll be interesting to see what they come up with next. So AdSense for us makes up about 8% of our total income. That sounds small, but it's fairly significant. And it's certainly a nice direct deposit to get in my bank account every month. It doesn't go up and down a lot. It's just really depends on traffic, I guess. And, you know, as I said, slowly declining as well. Okay, so that's income stream number three. The other good thing about AdSense is you're not splitting that revenue with anyone. AdSense already take their cut, so you don't have too many direct expenses from it as well.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Number four income stream or profit stream for us is sponsorships. Sponsorships. So this is where we are working directly with a brand. And this is something I started to do in the early days. I think it was back 2004, 2005. I remember on my photography site back then, ringing up a camera store for the first time and saying, hey, would you like to reach people looking to buy cameras? Because I've got a photography blog. And then I had to explain what a blog was. And eventually I managed to convince a camera store to pay me $20 a month to advertise on my blog. And it wasn't much, but it was a recurring income because they signed up. And over time, as my traffic increased, I was able to increase that to 30 a month and 40 a month and 50 a month and 100 a month. And I guess it's kind of continued to grow since then. On Digital Photography School particularly, we offer sponsorship options to advertisers, and we usually put their ads in the place of AdSense. So we won't sell any advertising, any banner ads, unless we can earn more from them than we can from AdSense. We know how much an ad will earn us in an ad slot with AdSense, and so we try and at least double that from a direct sponsorship engagement with a campaign. So we've had companies like Canon, I think we had Tamron, we've had other photography education sites and centers like the New York Institute of Photography. We've had a variety of advertisers on Digital Photography School in the first half of this year. It's not a massive amount for us, but 6%, again, it's better than nothing. The other thing we do offer people who want to come on as a sponsor is not just banner ads. We offer them a placement in our newsletter. We have a newsletter that goes out to about 700,000 readers every month. And so we're able to put their ad in front of that audience, both as a banner ad in the newsletter, but also a text ad in the newsletter. And then we also offer them the opportunity to do a competition on the site, or even some social media advertising, which we always disclose as well. On ProBlogger, we've not really done any banner advertising or any AdSense for many years now, but we have done a few sort of partnership sponsorship campaigns. You will have heard on this particular podcast that we've featured 99 Designs in the past. Edgar, Meet Edgar, the social media tool, they've been advertisers on the podcast as well. And we've done a few sponsorships at our event. And our event's income largely does come from, or profit largely comes from sponsors. But I haven't included that profit in this category. I've included it later on in this income report in the event category. So sponsorship makes up about 6%, and not massive, but again, all of these small income streams come together to add up. And I guess that's one of the points that I want to get across to you today, is it's the diversification of your income streams that actually can add up. The next category, I think we're up to number five now. Yes, the fifth category is our job board on ProBlogger. Many of you will know that on ProBlogger, we have a job board. I started it in 2006. And it was a place where people looking to hire bloggers could advertise. You can find it at jobs.problogger.net. I think that's right. jobs.problogger.net. I've got to actually check that now. Yes, that's right. I don't really say that link too much, but it is linked to from all of the ProBlogger sites. And we tweet out every job that gets advertised there. People pay us $50. If a US, that is, for their ad to go up, and it lasts for 30 days. Now, when I first started it back in 2006, I remember the first week or two that I had the job board, we did have quite a few ads because I gave a lot of them away to friends to try and get a few ads on there. And then it kind of was a trickle. There might have been an ad every 3 or 4 days, maybe, if I was lucky. And there'd be weeks where we might only have one ad. And then gradually over time, it's grown. And we are getting close. The last time I checked, we're getting close to our 6,000th ad placed on the job board. So this is where you can probably do some sums, $50 times 6,000 ads. There were a few freebies in the early days, but not really many at all. Now, considering the initial investment on the job board, which was minimal, I had someone code it, and it wasn't very well coded in the early days, but it was there. it's been a largely a passive income stream. And I'm very, very pleased that I started that job board back in 2006. As you can see by doing those sorts of calculations, I probably spent several thousand dollars getting the thing up and running. And it doesn't really take that much work to keep it going. I do have occasional things that I need to interact with advertisers on. Occasionally, we need to delete an ad if it's not appropriate and doesn't meet our standards. But largely, it's a fairly passive income stream. We're actually, at the moment, investing some time and money into creating version 2 of it. It does need some updating. We want to give it some more features to advertisers, but also applicants. So watch this space as well, because we've got some new things coming on that particular job board. But if you do want to advertise, $50 for 30 days. We do find a lot of our advertisers email us a few days later and say, can you please take down our ad because we're getting too many applicants. And we find a lot of people find really good applicants there.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Okay, that was income stream or profit stream number 5. Let's talk number 6, which is our event, which is very topical because as this podcast goes live, I will be packing my bags and the next day getting on a plane to go to our ProBlogger event, our 7th annual ProBlogger event here in Australia. Tickets are still on sale if you want to join us. ProBloggerEvents.com. And the virtual tickets really is where you most of you will be able to get some value out of that. Now, our event is a massive focus for the ProBlogger team that I've got, but it's largely a labor of love. When I did start the event, 7 events ago now, I did it mainly because I wanted to get Aussie bloggers together. I wanted to see what would happen when that happened because I saw a lot of value happening in the US events that I was going to, and I didn't really have profit in mind. I just didn't want it to cost me anything. I wanted to break even. And for the first 3 or 4 years of that event, it was pretty much a break-even target every year. The problem that I had was that when 300 or 400 bloggers come together, you start having a lot of expenses, and it became a bit of a risky thing to put on. I remember getting a bill from a hotel that was over $100,000 and thinking in my mind, if this doesn't work, if people don't show up or if something goes wrong, it's going to hurt a lot to put on this event that doesn't work. And so I realized I needed to start to build some profit into the event, not because I need the extra cash, but because I didn't want to hold that risk for myself. And so we have been trying to make it a more profitable thing over the last few years, but we're still also really trying to keep it as affordable as we can. And we always get comments from our attendees saying, this is just so cheap. We actually charge our attendees less than it costs us to put the event on. If we break it down per attendee, we charge them about 80% of what it costs. And so we make up the rest, we make up the profit from working with sponsors. That's where the profit comes from the event, and that goes up and down a little from year to year as different sponsors come and go. We've had some amazing sponsors over the last few years. Olympus is an ongoing sponsor for us, Olympus Australia, the camera maker, and we've had a variety of different sponsors over the years. This year, we've got the virtual ticket back, and that does help us to be a little bit more profitable. So if you do want to give something back to ProBlogger and help us out to cover our costs, you can get that virtual ticket as well. Okay, the last category, I think we're up to the 7th category now. I think we're, 5, 6, 7 is other. And there's always an other category in these type of things. And this is a very small amount. I think it was like 1%. 1% of the income. And it largely is speaking fees. Occasionally I do speaking where I'll get paid a fee. It's book royalties from the ProBlogger book, which was published years ago. I still occasionally get a little check, a tiny little check. It was never a big one, I have to say. If you want to make money, don't write a book. It was better for branding and that type of thing, but I still occasionally do get a little royalty there. And I get a check every quarter or every 6 months from a copyright organization here in Australia. So when a school here in Australia uses material on Digital Photography School, and a few do, we get paid for that. That's just something that happens here, I guess, through the Australian government. And that's a nice little bonus check, but it's never more than, $1,000 or so at a go. So there is other, and occasionally you just get some other random things that come in as well. So they're the income streams. Now, every time I do an income report, I get asked about expenses. And so that is the flip side. And I've tried to take those into account in just talking here about profit. But some of the things I do spend money on, it might be useful in me sort of touching on that as well. It's hard to nail some of them down specifically to the income stream because a lot of the expenses that I have, the biggest expenses that I have are my team. And some of my team work on different projects. Some of them are just focused on the event, for example. Some of them are just focused on the production of ebooks, for example. But then some of them work across different income streams as well. So let me just run through my team. We have an editor for each of my sites. They're both part-time. We have two business users. Unit managers, so one for Digital Photography School and one for ProBlogger. I have some administrative and customer service team members. I have a marketing person for Digital Photography School. All of my team are part-time except for one. On top of that, there's a huge array of other contractors. So we hire people to proofread our ebooks. I hire people to edit this podcast. I hire people to write content on Digital Photography School. They get paid per article. We work with partners to create the ebooks, and we work on a revenue share basis there as well. And then I guess on top of the people are the things like servers, which are not cheap. The amazing array of software and services and subscriptions that most bloggers have as well for landing pages and email providers and that type of thing as well, most of which you can see over on the recommended blogging resources page that I have as well. I guess my philosophy with expenses is that you really do have to spend money to make money. I do that on people and tools as well. And I guess then there's my time as well, which is hard to put a value on as well, but that's certainly an expense. I work hard at what I do. So they're my income streams. I know for a fact that what I've just shared then will resonate with some of you. Some of you will have very similar income streams. You might make most of your money from affiliate and product sales as well. But I know on the flip side that many of our event attendees, their main source of income is working with brands and doing sponsored posts. I know others who have membership sites, and that's their number one form of income. So there is a lot more ways that you can make money, and I'll link in today's show notes to some further reading on all of the income streams that I've mentioned, on how to build those, but also some other recommended reading on other income streams that you might be interested in as well. I'd love to hear back from you on how you make money from your blog. If you are a full-time blogger or a part-time blogger, you can leave a comment on problogger.com/podcast/150. And just one last call out, our event does happen the day after this podcast goes live, or a couple of days after it goes live. And so if you'd like to be a part of that event virtually, you can get a virtual ticket. If you head over to problogger.net/virtual ticket, you'll be able to pick up a virtual ticket to that event and get all 50 sessions from this year's event, including my opening keynote, including a keynote from Natalie Sisson, from Suitcase Entrepreneur, from Brian Fanzo talking about live streaming. We've got sessions on Instagram, YouTube, podcasting, and many sessions on content creation, how to drive traffic to blogs. We've got sessions on SEO. The list goes on and on. And as a bonus, you also get 23 sessions from last year as well. So all the audio files and slides from this year and last year. problogger.net/virtual ticket. I look forward to chatting with you next week. Remember, we're on a weekly schedule at the moment until the event's finished, where I will chat with you in another of our podcasts. Thanks for listening today, and I'll chat with you then.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
This episode of the ProBlogger podcast was edited by the team at Podcast Motor, who offer a great range of services, including helping you to set up and launch your podcast, as well as ongoing editing and production of the podcast that you produce. You can check them out at podcastmotor.com.